No. I'm not gonna say it. I don't believe it. I can't believe it. This has to be a bad dream, or maybe someone went back in time and now we're in some backwards, illogical, alternative timeline, because there is absolutely no way in any reality that it makes sense that you beat me. Me in a 1v1 in Overwatch. You, Overwatch, me, beat. It must have been a fluke, or you got really lucky. Sure, you technically did win 3-0, but that's because I didn't know the map. I rarely 1v1, you know that. I don't ever need to prove myself. This really seems like a bad dream. I mean, I was playing Mei, my main, my ice wife. This should have been an easy win. That's the only reason I agreed to that stupid, dumb bet. I mean, I honestly thought you were a bit crazy even proposing such a thing. I guess I should have known that you had reason because you'd actually win for once. I thought there was something off about how confident you were when you challenged me. You're almost never that sure of anything. That excited, smug grin on your face as you invited me to duel you? I was definitely taken off guard. You've never been that self-assured with anyone, especially me. It was honestly a really good look on you. No, I don't think you cheated. I know you'd never cheat. You're too much of a good guy to do something like that, but... I bet you practiced. Yeah, that's it. I bet you spent all day training and learning the map. That's the only way you could have possibly beaten me fair and square. Yeah, that has to be it. I refuse to believe otherwise. All right. I suppose if the only way you could have beaten me was through countless hours of practicing and training and persistence, then I suppose that I could accept that in this one and only time you... technically, by every definition of the word, technically, beat me. Honestly, this win barely counts considering all the work that I'm positive you had to put in to overcome my natural raw talent, so nice work, loser. Oh, don't give me that look. I mean, you won, technically. Congrats. But I'm a girl of my word, so a bet's a bet. Loser has to do whatever the winner says for the rest of the day. Or your exact words, right? And here I was, ready to make you, I don't know, make a long-winded post on Reddit about how I'm the greatest ice wife in our Discord group. Ooh, or maybe make you pocket me as mercy in a billion quick play games. Oh well, maybe next time. So... what would you have me do, Mr. One Trick Tracer? Oh, come on. You can't honestly tell me you didn't come up with that bet without having something in mind for me to do. I can tell when you have something on your mind. You do this little hum and this little sing-song thingy when you say nothing. Nothing always means something with you. So, like, out with it. We've been friends for how many years? Look, I've been coming over to kick your butt in video games since we were kids. I'm sorry if I was being a brat about how you beat me. I just couldn't believe it. Still kind of can't. And you know how competitive I get. It's just how I am. I'm not great at this whole feelings thing. It was a good game. Really. I can tell your aim and reflexes are getting sharper. You certainly took me by surprise. If you play like that when we queue up together, nobody is going to be able to stop us. I'm proud of you, dude. I promise, whatever you want me to do, I won't laugh or make fun of you. And what happens here in your room stays in your room. Even if I say no, which, come on, if you tell me to do something really ridiculous, I have the right to. But I doubt you'd ever... I'm sorry, what was that? No, I'm fairly certain you blurted something out. Don't turn away from me. What was it you said? You wanted me to... what? That's what I thought you said, but I guess I didn't believe it. You beat your best friend of how many years in her favorite video game for the first time. You could have me do almost anything. And you ask for a kiss? Wait, no, don't give it up. I'm just surprised, that's all. Shocked. You want a kiss from me? You're not joking, right? This isn't a prank. Some kind of sick joke to get back at me for all the teasing I've done to you over the years? Because if it is, it's not funny. You know how Oh god, you're not joking, are you? You're really not joking. I've never seen you so serious before. When did you move next to me on your bed? I guess it doesn't matter. Well, a bet's a bet, and you did beat me fair and square. This is too embarrassing, and it's just because you ordered me to that I... Go ahead, and you can... Wow. That was, wow. And, judging by that flushed look, you liked it too? You just went and kissed me, and it wasn't exactly a peck on the lips either. You pushed your tongue into my mouth. You're so terrible. But I suppose it's your reward for your bet. I bet you worked really hard just so you could win, so I guess you deserve it. And it's actually kind of sweet. All of that work over me. Is it hot in here, or is it just me? The sweatshirt's feeling a bit much, but all I'm wearing underneath is my bra, and it's not exactly a pretty one either. It's just a black sports bra. If I had known this was how today was gonna go, I would have worn something a lot cuter. The bet was I have to do whatever you say for the rest of the day, so if you want me to take it off, or if you wanted to pull it off of me, I don't think I'd be able to say no. And if it's you asking me, I guess it'd be okay. I mean, ever since we've known each other, I've been pretty bratty to you, teasing you in front of the guys, in front of any girls. I suppose this is kind of payback for all of that. I'm just saying, this is your chance to really do whatever you want. Make me pay for all the bratty, mean things I say to you. Do I deserve this? If I was you, I would definitely want to take advantage of your bratty, teasing best friend having to... submit to you. You're in the right to do so, so you should take it. Fuck. That look in your eyes. I've never seen it before. I don't think I'd be able to say no to anything you ordered me to do. So, what do you want me to do next? You... want me to undress for you? Okay. Let me you sit back on the bed and pull this sweatshirt off. Sorry, my hands are kind of shaky. My face is just really red, and it's kind of embarrassing. I can't stop, so... God, I wish I wore something cuter than a sports bra. I don't really ever wear anything super cute or lacy. Never really saw the point before, but I kinda want to now. And, let me just, slide out of my jeans. I can feel you staring, even if I can't bear to make the eye contact. I can't exactly tell you to stop, though. This is your right, as the winner. I'm feeling really embarrassed. Really, vulnerable. It's strange not being in control. I'm not used to feeling this way, especially with you. I thought I would hate it, but I feel really hot still, even though I'm wearing nothing but a sports bra and black panties. God, what's with that look? And I think your jeans are bunching up. It almost looks like... Oh. Oh my god. Is that because of me? Can I touch it? You don't have to stand up. You don't even have to move. You shouldn't have to. I'll get on my knees for you. That's what you want, right? For me to crawl between your legs on my hands and my knees. I can do that. Oh my god. You're so hard. Such a huge dent in your pants. I just placed my palm over the top and even through the denim I can feel it pulsing. I hope you don't mind if I just slowly rub my hand over this bulge. I'd stop if you told me to, but I hope this feels okay. I can't help myself. Are you okay? You're wincing. Am I doing something wrong? Sorry, I didn't think about how tight your pants must feel. Your cock is throbbing so much, it looks ready to burst out of your jeans. I'm sorry, here I am teasing you and I should be focused on rewarding you, making you feel good for beating me at my own game. Can you, sit up for me? I'll pull your pants off for you. Might as well pull your boxers off too. It's, so thick and hard. I'm sorry for staring, but, is it weird to say that you have a really nice cock? I really, really want to touch it, but I don't want to without your permission. It's weird. It feels like I need you to tell me what to do. I know the bet and all, but it's like, I want you to give me the order. So, please, can I please rub your cock? I promise I'll make you feel good. I wanna. Thank you. Just let me slowly grip it in my hand. God, it's so warm. It feels so nice in my hand. Right, even. Feeling it pulse in my hand as I slowly stroke your big, thick cock. Being on my knees in front of you. This should feel dirty. It should feel demeaning, but all I can think about is making you feel good and what you're gonna tell me to do next. The idea that I'm completely at your mercy, yours to do whatever you want, that you earned this and put me in my place, and that it's me that's doing this to you, bringing you this pleasure. I should feel really embarrassed, and I do, but I don't know, because it also makes me feel really, really happy. Also, I don't think you got the joke. At your mercy? Get it? Because Overwatch? Never mind. I want to rub you faster, but the friction's making it a bit tough. God, I can feel myself licking my lips as I watch my small fingers glide across your shaft. Having me just give you a hand job isn't enough, right? You want me to do more, don't you? And if you told me to suck your cock to make you feel good with my wet little mouth, I'd have to. So are you gonna order me? Because I have to obey. No? But why? My mouth is so wet and warm, and I bet it'd feel really nice to see your best friend's lips, which have been so mean and teasing to you for years now, wrapped around your thick cock. Don't you want that? Beg? You want me to beg? Fuck, you're so terrible. Please, can I suck your cock? I really want to take your big, hard cock in my bratty little mouth. It's what I deserve. It's what I need. Thank you. I've never done something like this before. I'm just kind of doing what comes naturally. You can put your hands on my head if you want. This should be about you, so use me and take what you deserve. The back and filling my throat. You're making me good. Can I have some more? So rough. You're breathing is getting so ragged and faster.
the unicorn in my mouth. Please, come in my mouth. Please, come. I want to drink it. Someone looks happy. Are you gonna lay back? I'm gonna slide in next to you. I'm tired. Put your arm around me. Let's just lay here a second. You're so warm, and you smell really nice. It's actually kind of soothing, familiar and all that. Considering what you made me do, I think asking you to lay with my head on your chest is the least you could do. Not that I minded it. I'm gonna take me a nap. You're not allowed to go anywhere. Got it? Good. When I wake up, best 2 out of 3.